Hello?
Oh, hey, Ruben. It's Tina from Local Class. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm good. How about you?
Good. I think we had a bad connection a little while ago. You couldn't hear me, huh?
I could, and I called back, and I believe you were on a phone call, so.
Yeah, Angela sent me the message. That's cool. Yeah, that's why I was calling back. So what's going on? I know last we spoke, you said you were going to go and have me call back in 20 minutes to update the card, but I think that I missed you that day, so we're still having the same trouble with the payment.
Yeah, I seen that. I think on your the text message I received, I hope it was a typo, but it says $5,289, something like that.
Oh, it does? Let me look. Let me look here. You're only past due for $149, and then on August 31st, that'll reoccur to $298. Yeah, that's a typo for sure. It's just the $298. One thing I can do to help you, though, is if you're able to take care of the July 31st payment now, I can push the next one out 30 days, so you'll be paid in all the way until September 21st. So you'll eliminate that August 31st payment, because I don't like it when someone has two payments too close together.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we talked last time about the numbers and everything. Moving forward, how is that going to benefit me? I think you brought up the idea of, you know, in order for me to track the calls, if they're coming in through Local Splash,
mm-hmm.
I think we could set up something to get rid of at least the spam calls and everything, right?
Yeah, to put the call tracking number on there?
Yeah.
Yep, I can definitely enable that today. So typically that's a little upgrade for existing clients. They actually sell it for $300, but I can include it for you at no additional cost.
Yeah, because lately I've just been getting nothing but spam. It's crazy. I don't know where all these calls are coming from. I'm literally getting like 30 calls a day from nothing but spam.
Oh, no. Are you using anything other than our service, like a Home Advisor or Angie's or Thumbtack or Yelp or anything like that?
I'm using Yelp, but those are pretty straightforward when it comes. I actually have to be the one to contact them. Sometimes they reach out to me, but I could tell when it's like an iPhone user or, you know, Android
mm-hmm.
user.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I also have this, you know, it tells me if it's scam or not, right? So I did sign up with this this lead connector lady, and I feel
okay.
like that's probably where I'm coming from.
It could be. The only reason I asked you about Yelp and those other services is that the leads, if you're paying for Yelp leads, those are going to be solid, right? But there's also a lot of scam companies that will use a directory such as Yelp as a lead source. So, for instance, they can go on to Yelp and put plumbers in California, for example, and then they get pages and pages of leads. So it could be that that's where some of those spam calls are coming from. You know what I mean? And, of course,
yeah.
if you're paying for a Yelp lead, you're not paying for those because they're people that are just calling through the directory itself. But still, it becomes very annoying to run a business and get 30 calls like that a day, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you could even, you know, put this call tracking number on your Yelp page if you wanted, and then it'll eliminate some of those spam calls because there's a press one, press two greeting on it. So if it's a computer-generated spam call, that would fall off, and when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you still want the calls to forward to this number, right, ending in 7765?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, aside from that, I can't remember, where did we leave off as far as me being able to see how Local Splash is benefiting my company?
So,
I think I mentioned to you, I would like to see numbers, I would like to see the results.
And like I said, if I'm able to see all that, then I might even drop Town Square. I haven't even heard from them in a while.
Yeah, they're not, I mean, I'm not going to talk negatively about another company, but that happens to be one that we have legal issues with, and I don't talk bad about them, but I'll just say that what I've heard has not been favorable. You don't need Town Square if you're working with us, because you don't need two people on the Google business page at once. And I believe that's where we left off, is that we found out that you're the owner of the Google business page, we're the manager, and there's another manager on there, which was, let me see what it says here. I remember I told you about it when we talked. So Clean Plumbing is the primary owner, that's you. Local Splash Listings, we're managing, that's us. And then there's an agency account manager, but it doesn't say what the company is. It just says agency account. Are you able to go on there and remove them? Because you're the owner, so you can go in there and take them off if you wanted to.
Where? Because they're the only ones that deal with that.
So if you go to business.google.com and log into your Google business page, you can actually remove them as a manager. Yeah, because my only worry with that is that they're saying agency account, and it doesn't say if they're Town Square, if they're another person. It doesn't say, like, who's behind that agency account. That's the only thing that, you know, kind of causing me to worry a little bit. So I would probably take them off. And then moving forward, you don't need two companies doing the same thing. Matter of fact, it would hurt your rankings rather than help it.
So I believe Town Square, what they're responsible for is the website and trying to also create leads through the website.
Okay.
You guys manage that as well, right? Or no?
Yes. So, if the website's through Town Square, but let's say there's a contact form on the site, most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to call you or go to your website for immediate contact, right? But there will be some rare occurrences where they can't call you right away because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So they can put their information into that form, and even though the site is through Town Square, that information still came from the optimization on Google, that lead, if you will. So because of that, it's free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
I see.
Yep. And if you're thinking of, you know, cutting ties with them altogether, then we could put a website up and running for you as well.
Okay.
Yeah, if you like the website the way it is, then you don't have to make any changes. You could just keep us for the programming and the first page placement and keep them for the website. But if you, you know, want to kind of keep it all under one roof, we could put the site together for you.
Okay. And then I know we talked about also that I just don't want to be advertising here in Garden Grove. I'd also want to be searched, you know, in different city, right? How is that possible? How can I do that, per se?
There's two different can do that. You can build your program with Google per-click ads. Those pay-per-click ads, you can run them wherever you like without having an address there. The minimum budget to run pay-per-click ads is $300 a month. Those ads, we would send that money to Google to run the ads for you and set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day. So what would happen is that we do that intentionally so that the $300 stretches throughout the whole month and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it, right? So each morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, let's say the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget, after people start clicking on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. So that's how those paid ads work, okay? Now, what I think would be a better option for you, because it's going to create a lot more revenue, is the Google Guaranteed program. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
I haven't, no.
Okay. So, and don't feel bad, because a lot of people don't know it exists. Google just released this program about May of last year. It's not available for all industries and all areas, but for your industry, it is available. And it's an exclusive pay-per-lead program on Google. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I ask is, in order to participate in Google Guaranteed, you have to pass a background check. So as long as you don't have any felonies and you have a valid driver's license or Social Security or EIN number for the business, you will pass that background check with flying colors. That process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. And all we charge for you to participate is the one-time application fee of $250, okay, initially. And then down the road, once you're approved, you would pay the lead cost. Now, once you are Google Guaranteed approved, you're going to get a blue or a green check mark next to your name online, so it adds a whole bunch of credibility, because everybody will know that you're Google Guaranteed. And Google will now provide $2,000 worth of insurance per client. So let's say that you do a ton of work for a client and then they become disgruntled and they want their money back. Google would get involved and actually refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. Okay? So once you are Google Guaranteed approved, the lead fees are only $46.67 each. That's, you might get for a smaller job and it might be like, you know, $39, or it might be a bigger job and it might be $49, right? But the average is $46.67. And once you're approved, they would call you and, hey, Ruben, we want to activate your budget, which equals 13 leads within the month or $609. Now, and that would, again, be 4 to 8 weeks down the road. It wouldn't be right now. But once you activate the budget, they turn the leads on, and those leads you can run anywhere within Southern California area. So, you know, you can target them. You can, you know, have Google Guaranteed leads. And you're only paying for the lead if it's a valid lead, and it's exclusive to you. So I don't know if you've ever tried those typical lead services out there where they'll sell the lead to you and like five or six other guys, right? Google is not interested in selling leads. So if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you, so you have a much higher chance of converting it. And then our department will monitor it. So if you get a call from someone that says, hey, Ruben, are you hiring? You're not going to pay for that, because that's not a lead, right? Or if you get a call from someone that says, you know, hey, can you do some new a piping for me? I'm having some leaks. And then you find out they're in Las Vegas. You're not going to pay for that, because that's not your service area. So you only pay for the lead if it's a valid lead within your service area. So, you know, people are saying that it's such an awesome program because it's creating that, you know, the highest revenue return, because it, you're not paying per click or per phone call. Or you're paying for an actual valid lead that would come in exclusively to you.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would work a lot better for you than doing the Google pay-per-click ads. You know, I would definitely recommend doing the Google Guaranteed, unless you're in a time constraint. You know, sometimes we have people call us in January and they're a tax service. So, you know, people are getting their W-2 in January and filing, right? So they can't wait the 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. So they'll say, oh, I'll do the Google ads right away, because those ads can be up and running very quickly. We say under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up in 3 days before on a special request. And then, you know, sometimes people will run the ads until the gets approved, and then at that time they stop running the ads because they don't need them anymore, because at that point they have the you know, the pay-per-lead program.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, so what I would recommend is at least get the July 31st payment up to speed. That way, you know, everything stays active, and then I'll push the next billing out 30 days. And then absolutely, if you want to start Google Guaranteed, I can charge the extra $250 for the application fee and send you the application. And then we would create an onboarding call for tomorrow. So you have a chance to kind of review the application tonight and start filling it out. And then somebody from the Google Guaranteed department would call you tomorrow just to make sure that everything gets submitted properly.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, let me make this payment then, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'll think about the Google Guaranteed deed.
Yeah, I'll send you an email on it too, Ruben, so you can kind of have a visual a little bit more of, you know, how it works. But for this payment, is it still the Dudman Drive address for the billing address, or did that change as well?
It's Dudman Drive.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 4246.
Okay.
3154.
Mm-hmm.
4371. 7978.
Mm-hmm.
Expiration
and
date 0629.
And the code?
572.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and you will be good to go. And then I will call you probably sometime next week just to see if you have any questions on that Google Guaranteed program or if you want to get started on it at that time, okay?
Okay. That was great.
All right. All right. So glad that we talked and we got this all squared away. So in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Okay, you as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And then we'll get that call tracking number. I'm going to send that department the number right now to get that going for you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much, Tina.
You're welcome. It was good to you. Good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.